my favorite.
Is he a villain? He's such a lovable creature. I can't help but love him.
He's a villain, though.
When I get home, boy, I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth.
Yep, got to love that.
Hush puppies, Daddy. All right. I like that one. That's a good one.
I ain't got time for no hush puppies.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Hey, give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper and make it quick because I'm in a stinking hurry.
Hurry.
I paraphrase.
Diablo.
Thank
you. See you, Richard.
Exactly.
I think it's Tommy Smith's favorite movie of all time.
Who would be one seeds? Darth Vader's a one seed without a
Definitely
doubt.
Definitely a one seed. Hannibal Lecter, probably.
Is he? Okay.
He may be.
Yeah. What about the guy from No Country for Old Men?
Oh, goodness.
He's just... Like in real life.
Anton Chigurh.
In real life.
He was great. You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
He just kept coming after everybody.
Yeah.
Never stopped.
No, he was good.
He was like the Terminator.
I thought for sure he'd get it at the end,
too. The Terminator's a pretty good one.
I can't wait to see
the second one.
No Country for Old Men 2. They need a sequel there. I want to see what happens to him.
If he just doesn't go back to take them water, he would have gotten away with the money.
Yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to, you know, be nice and give people drinks of water, but I'm just saying.
Josh Brolin was great in that movie.
Brolin was great. He was.
I felt terrible for him.
I felt worse for his girlfriend.
If you haven't seen it, well, it doesn't work out too hot for Josh Brolin, sadly.
Plot spoiler.
Yeah, sorry. I did that. I'm sorry. I did that in reverse. Spoiler alert. Spoiler. If you haven't seen No Country for Old Men, it doesn't work out well for Josh Brolin.
I made a mistake of doing that in a Bible class 9 years ago with that boxing movie with Hilary Swank, and I kind of gave away the ending. He's like, thanks a lot. I was going to go see that. And I'm like, well.
She breaks her...
It's been out for a month. You should have seen it already.
It was awesome. She was, and then she died, and that sucked. Oh, okay, thanks.
I wait for him to come out in the Dollar Theater.
He was legitimately annoyed.
I was upset.
He really was.
Oh,
I
you were?
Tell, yeah. I figured he'd seen it. I didn't know that. You know,
it did help me, though, because I won a bet with a guy that hadn't seen it. I said, I bet she dies. And he said, no way. Taylor.
Hey, I got a villain for you guys. How about the little kid from... Step Brothers and makes him lick the dog turd.
The white dog poo?
Yeah.
Yeah, then at the end, though, he got his comeuppance as they went out there and started
sure
throwing
did.
Down on
helicopter
those guys.
Style.
The helicopter, exactly. That was pretty good.
In Step Brothers?
Yeah.
You talking about the California wine mixer?
No, when they went through the park and those little kids jumped them and they started
the
pounding
elementary
them.
School kids?
You know, the little kids.
Yeah.
And he made them lick the white.
Yeah.
I was thinking more about the little brother was the villain in that movie. The guy played by Adam Scott.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't had a carb in 3 years.
And he punched me.
That was
awesome.
The Catalina wine mixer.
You
want to
punch me. Yeah.
Or actually, his coworker in that show, too, who I think he hosted the ESPYs last year.
Oh, yeah, the pow.
Rob Riggle.
Are you saying
You either change your face or I'll change it for you.
Yeah, yeah, there's just something about your face. Is there anything I can do?
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, Taylor, thank you.
That's good stuff.
Is there anything
I can do about that?
That's the thing. Nope. I love guys who you can't decide if they're a villain or a lovable dude like that. It's just like Buford Justice, same deal.
Yeah.
I love him.
I think I can help with the whole pan dilemma.
Panned?
P-A-N-D? I think the N is, the D is silent.
P-A-M-N.
Is that a fart?
Pan.
Taste it.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Now the tuxedos just seem really weird.
You look stupid.
Brian.
Yeah, I've got a villain. I want to say something about Manziel.
Okay.
You know, get off the kid's back. Everybody hates Tebow because he's so religious and so good. You know, I mean, that's all you heard about, how good. They don't like him because of that. Well, Manziel acts normal, and then they start hating on him now. I mean, what's the kid going to do?
Brian, that might be the most intelligent thing that's ever been said on this show. And I want to add something to that. I think that is a brilliant point.
I'm hurt by that.
One of my favorite stories in the Bible is when Jesus basically lays in to his contemporaries. He said, now let me get this straight. He said, when John the Baptist showed up, he didn't eat or drink anything. He kind of lived a monastic existence. And you said he's nuts. He said, I show up and I go to wedding parties and I have dinner parties and hang out with people and I eat and drink. And you say, here's a glutton and a drunkard. He said, there's no pleasing you people. And it's that way. Tebow, oh, who does he think he is? All holier than thou. And he's self-righteous. And he quotes Bible verses. You know, what a punk. And then Manziel shows up. And obviously, he likes to dress up as Scooby-Doo and have a beer. And, oh, look at that guy. He's a drunk. He's a punk. There's no winning with this society anymore.
There's
people are going to gripe regardless if there's anything to gripe about or not. That's a great point. It really is.
And I've got a villain. I mean, this is your number one seed. Bruce Dern in the Cowboys. They killed John Wayne.
Shoots him in the back, no less.
How worse can you get?
Oh, that was terrible. That was on my list, by the way. Brian, a great call. Great
should
call.
Meet and have lunch.
Also, Bruce Dern. He played that same role in the Big Valley with Maul Barkley.
Brian, by
Barbara Stanwyck. Very good.
Are you telling Brian that he just said the smartest thing ever on the show?
I think Brian is up there with Stephen Hawking, is what I think. Yes. Good job, Brian.
I don't even want to.
Thanks, yeah. Let me shut up before I say something dumb.
Yeah, Brian. That's exactly.
Here's the number one seed right here.
Brian hits the high note and he walks away.
Jay. Jay.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
Hey, you know what? Doyle Hargreaves from Sling Blade.
Sling Blade.
Yeah. You know what?
Was that Dwight Yoakam?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He was great.
We ain't got no band, Randy.
My dad loves that.
That's
movie.
A great one. Jay, that's good. Doyle Hargreaves makes the list. He's just a bad person. He's just a bad person.
You gotta play through it. You get well on a gig, but you gotta play through it.
You play through it.
Do you like it, Vaughn?
Sure. Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
How about you, Carl? Carl, do you like that?
I reckon.
Jay, thank you.
Oh, that was good.
Split his head open
like them Kaiser blades.
Some people call it a Kaiser blade. Tony?
I got a couple for you. Robert De Niro as Max Cady in Cape Fear. That's got to be at least a two seed.
Awesome.
Who played? Was it Mitchum that played him in the
Robert
first one?
Robert Mitchum did the original. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
That's a good one, though. Yeah, I love
very good.
De Niro is so freaky in that. I was afraid of De Niro, and I wasn't even in the movie.
Yeah, that's got to be in the bracket. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to throw one out there just to give you an excuse to play maybe the worst rap song of all time that the guy made. I'm going to go Mr. T as Clubber Lang.
It's a good one. Would you take Clubber Lang or Drago, though? Clubber Lang was more offensive because he did kill Mickey, in effect.
Said, shut up, old man. You had your shot, Balboa, and give me mine.
Absolutely.
That's good. Scary, actually.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Drago
Tony.
Kicked down a concrete pillar.
Clubber Lang was great. At least he would have killed Rocky.
At least Drago killed Apollo in the throes of competition as opposed to cheap shot and poor Mickey.
If he dies, he dies.
That's it.
If I box somebody and he walks up to me and he says this to me before we fight, I must break you. I'm out. I'm taking the gloves off. I'm done. No one's going to break me after he killed my buddy.
Listen, Brigitte Nielsen could have beaten Rocky.
You.
She was roughly 3 feet taller than him.
Oh,
she was a rough Italian woman. Stuff.
She took a crack at it and apparently could not pull it off, so then she turned her attention to a former rapper. Give me that clock.